Indianapolis man opened fire last night at a FedEx facility, killing 8 people and wounding several others before killing himself.
FedEx officials have confirmed that Mr. Hull was a former employee at the facility, and he was last employed in 2020.
Indianapolis Deputy Police Chief Craig McCart. The FBI today confirming agents interviewed Hull last year after police responded to a mental health call at his home and confiscated a shotgun. President Biden today holding his first in-person meeting with another world leader, hosting Japan's prime minister at the White House.
We're committed to defending and advancing our shared values, including human rights and the rule of law.
The two leaders also discussing challenges the countries face with aggression by China and North Korea. America is listening to Fox News.
Where Fond du Lac turns for high school sports. News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors. AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Cole Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance Agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Good evening, football fans, and happy Friday to one and all from Keel, Wisconsin, the home away from home for the Fond du Lac Cardinals this season. It is WIAA spring high school football action here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Is tonight the number one team in the state. Yes, the number one ranked Fond du Lac Cardinals take on the Hornets of Green Bay Preble here from Keel this evening. Second of two quote-unquote home games that are on the regular season calendar for Fondy this year. Of course, depending on what happens in those Valley Football Association Fox Valley Football Classic, whatever it's called, you know what I'm talking about. Whatever happens in those crossover games, there is a distinct possibility we could be playing here. Have heard unconfirmed rumors that there might be a game played at Ruth Field. I do not know if that is true or not. I will just say that is still a very, very minuscule possibility, but I would anticipate if there is a home game of those playoffs, quote-unquote, that are coming up here in just a few short weeks, that it would be played here at Keel or some other turf facility. That being said, Cardinals coming into this one 3-0, fresh off a pounding of Stevens Point last week. A game you heard right here on KFIZ. 52-0, Cardinals rolling at Gerke Field in Stevens Point over the Panthers. Cardinals really no struggles in last week's game. Few down and distance plays. We talked with Coach Jorgensen, and you'll hear from Steven Jorgensen here in just a moment. But really, a lot of good things happened. A few correctables, as you'll hear him talk about. But in reality, Cardinals were a well-oiled machine last week. No slow start. Last time we were here and back in the first game against Manitowoc Lincoln, the opposing team went down and scored on their first drive of the game. Well, that did not happen because the Cardinals got a turnover on their first drive, on Stevens Point's first drive of the game, and then two plays later, Kyle Walljasper was gone with a 66-yard touchdown run, and that really was the tail of the tape last week at Stevens Point as they won 52-0. We mentioned Walljasper using his legs to get the job done Friday night, 205 yards rushing on just 7 carries. 205 yards rushing on 7 carries. That's still incredible. 3 touchdowns. He had touchdown runs of 66 and 60 yards. And threw a 76-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Killeen in the win for Fondy. Braylon Allen, another good day. Outshadowed by the stat line for Walljasper, of course. But Allen with another 7 carries, 100 yards rushing, and 2 touchdowns. And we mentioned Tyler Killeen, 98 yards receiving and a score. So Fondy at 3-0. One regular season game left after tonight. That'll be next week at Bayport. Bayport falling to De Pere, as you heard our preview with Travis Wilson earlier today. So Bayport, a little bit rocky. They have an interesting matchup tonight against Nina. And then the Fondy game next week at their house on the 23rd. And then we'll see what happens with the crossover matchups. Cardinals have been told could clinch the number one seed in the division in Group A tonight. They could also clinch the number one seed overall. I've been told that Nina gets the win tonight. We'll be watching those scores tonight, and we'll, of course, keep you up to date on what happens with that. But the Cardinals still looking ahead to 3 games left after tonight, Bayport, and then the 2 crossover games. The Cardinals are the number one seed. They would play the number two seed from Group B, and they are the number two seed. They play the number one seed from Group B, kind of a vice versa kind of thing. We'll see how that shakes out, obviously, but still plenty of football to be played tonight and then next week against Bayport on the road. Meanwhile, for Preble, not much you can say about Preble this year. They are struggling, lost a number of talented players from their team, but still a proud traditional program, making the playoffs for a number of seasons with the Green Bay Preble Hornets. Preble last week shut out by Neenah 52-0, final score there. Hornets trailed just 13-0 after the first quarter, but Rockets used a 26-point second quarter to break that game open. And in their two losses this year, kind of a tale of the tape of how things have gone for Preble this year. In their two losses this year, Preble has been outscored 87-0. And in their lone win of the year, they shut out Green Bay Southwest 20-0. So they've been outscored 87-20 this year in their three games. And if you look at the trends, how they've done against some of the better teams in the league, losing to Bayport 35-0, and then losing to Neenah 52-0, you can make your own judgments with that here tonight. But we'll see how this one shakes out in front of us here as Fadi takes on Bayport or Green Bay Preble this evening from Keele High School. A little bit of series history on this. Have not found a meeting between these two schools dating back all the way to at least 2002. Did some searching at postseason matchups before. Did not see anything there. Mentioned the Hornets. They went 5-4 in FRCC play last year, 6-5 overall. Mentioned they did make the playoffs, defeating Milwaukee Riverside 7-6 in a first-round playoff game last year before falling to their conference rival Bayport 49-14. I mentioned Preble, a traditional playoff team. They've made the playoffs, I should say, every season dating back to 2011. Hornets have not made it out of level two since 2002. And here's an interesting connection in this game here tonight. Their best showing in the postseason was 21 years ago. Back in 2000, they got to level four before losing to Oshkosh North, coached by Steve Jorgensen. So there's your connection of the night. Last time Preble was in level four. They got to running up against Oshkosh North, a very good Spartans team, of course, back in the day that won state. Their one key returner that we'll point out is a guy you'll see on both sides of the ball, Connor Shefchik. He is their starting running back. He is also a first-team all-conference defensive back last year. They do have some very good players on either side of the football, but they did lose some key receivers and just have struggled against some of the better teams in the league thus far. As part of the season thus far. But Fondi having a very good season, of course, 3-0, number one team in the state. In the latest WISSports.net coaches poll, they have outscored their opponents 171-28 this year. And last year that margin was 444-210, so obviously a smaller sample size, looking at three games versus the 10-game season last year. But Cardinals really dominating their opponents, just giving up the 28 points on the year. Cardinals, as we mentioned, jumped up from number two in the coaches' poll to take over the number one ranking. Kimberly is ranked number two now. They were number one last week. Sun Prairie third, DeForest fourth in the large schools' poll, with the Pier fifth, and next week's opponent Bayport dropping from number three to number six after losing to De Pier last week. The tale of the tape for tonight's game is Fond du Lac takes on Green Bay Preble here this evening from the home of the Raiders at Keele High School here Keele, Wisconsin. So thanks so much for coming along with us here this evening. This game is brought to you by Tim Cruz, your American Family Insurance agent in Fond du Lac. Give him a call, 921-7424. Just off to my left, counting down the minutes to the start of tonight's game. Is the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Quest Interiors, flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, and exceptional savings with locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. So big thank you to AirTac Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Baker Cheese, Coal Oil and Propane, and Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. We'll take a quick time out. We'll hear from Fondy Cardinals head coach Stephen Jorgensen coming up after this right here on News Talk 1450.
In a lawsuit. A little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
At Airtech Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4300 for our Ripon office.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Welcome back to the High School Football Pregame Show here at News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It is week four, fast-moving season, regardless of whether we're playing in the fall or the spring like we are here, but almost done with the regular season, at least, in the Fox Valley Classic Conference. A couple of crossover games yet to come, but we are playing another regular season game tonight as the Cardinals take on the Hornets of Green Bay Preble, joined by Coach Steven Jorgensen again this week on the pregame show. And Coach, another win, 52-0. This time, no slow start. They didn't score on the first drive like the first couple games, but really a nice win over a pretty solid Spash team. Your takeaways from the win last week over Stevens Point?
Yeah, my takeaway was I challenged our guys. We just got to get off the bus. We got to be ready to play. But for our guys, I don't think that's a challenge. They've waited so long to play this game. I don't think they're going to take anything for granted. And they didn't. Defense played great. Was able to get the stops that they needed. And then offensively, we scored a lot of big plays again, which I know we got the potential to do. We were able to do that. Some things we had to clean up still after that game that still got to improve on the offensive line front and picking up some blocks better. But we hit on our big plays. We were able to really just score quickly again through both the air and on the ground. Dug ourselves out of some holes on some far third downs, and I'm very pleased with how we played. We did what I felt we were capable of doing, so very pleased.
You forced the turnover on the first drive of the game against any team. That's a big moment, but against a team like Stevens Point, who's got some skills, some playmakers, it looked like they might have something going on the first drive. Talk about that first turnover of the game that you were able to force on defense. How did that shift the momentum and set the tone for the game last week?
Well, I think it just comes down to Coach Hermes, who's running our defense. He's been challenging that defense. We've given up a few first drive touchdowns early this year, and we knew that we wanted to change that. We wanted to be a team that would, Spash took the ball to start because they knew we'd given up those touchdowns. So our defense took that challenge, and they were able to get a stop early in the game. Not just a stop, but a turnover, which is huge, and really end that streak of scoring on the first drive. So that was awesome. And then they put up a goose egg after that as well on the defensive side of the ball. So the defense played really well, but that's just how we wanted to start the game. We wanted to be on defense again to start, and they did a great job turning them over.
Let's talk about Kyle Wall-Jasper. Obviously, we've talked so much about him in our interviews here, but his stat line, 7 carries, 205 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Very efficient day on the ground, especially, but he did have that 76-yard touchdown pass like you talked about. What does that level of efficiency say about how he's developed as a player going into his final couple games here as a Cardinal?
He's a special player. He's a special leader. He's the one that led this team while we were in quarantine. I can't say enough great things about the young man. Not just that, he's starting on the defensive side of the ball at middle linebacker. You don't see that very often. He's a tough kid. He's kind of our heartbeat, so we kind of go as he goes, and we know that, but he plays a lot on defense, and then he comes on offense and is able to be efficient. He's says he likes the big runs because then he gets a break. So he's trying to rip those big ones. But, no, the efficiency is great. We got some weapons out at wide receiver. If we protect on the O-line, we expect Kyle to make the right reads and make those throws. And he made those throws, and we had a great catch that game as well to Tyler Colleen. He's doing what we expect him to do.
He's committed to Minnesota Duluth. You and I probably both agree it's a great fit for him. Do you think as a coach, though, some teams are going to realize they missed out on him in a few years here?
I don't know. I would think so. He's just a great young man, as hard a worker, a great leader. I can't say enough about the kid. I really can't. In 10 years, he's as special as they come, but he's a great football player. And it's not just passing the ball. It's on the defensive side of the ball. He's very, very special as well. And then running the ball is, you see it. It's one cut, and he can break away, and you see that big body moving, and guys aren't catching him. So he's a special player. I think Minnesota Duluth is getting a great one. So I'm just happy for them, and I'm happy for him that they found that fit, and hopefully he'll make some other teams regret it along the way.
Well, this week you probably saw it, and I don't know how much stock you put into coaches' rankings, but Cardinals now number one in the large schools from WIS Sports. Does that mean anything to you to be that number one team now in the state in the large division, and does that add some extra, incentive to keep playing the way you're playing going down the final couple games here?
We talk about winning in this program all the time. We want to be the best possible program we can be. We don't shy away from the word win. We don't shy away from competition. We understand where we want to be by the end of this season and what it takes to get there. The ranking, yeah, rankings are cool. I look at rankings. I think it's special to get, for kids to look at, but you got to back it up with how you play. You can't overlook teams. You got to take it one week at a time. You got to continue to get better. And for us to justify that ranking, we got to play really well this Friday night against Green Bay Preble.
Before we get into Preble this week, I know on the offensive line, a key injury, you're going to have to do some shuffling this week ahead of the game?
Yeah, Levi Ledke, one of the a captain for us, a leader. He was the only returning star that we had at center. He's going to be out probably for the rest of the year, but we'll see on that. Just a special player for us, and he's really been the glue for that O-line, which we've talked about, that we're going to see how they came together, and they've been playing really well. So we got to shuffle a little bit. We'll be moving our left guard to center, our right tackle to left guard, and Logan Groff, who already starts at D end, will be starting for us at tackle. He had been playing a little bit of tight end, but that's the game of football. You got to adjust. You got to play for the guy now who's out. He was our leader. I got some this program. We got some great seniors that'll step up, and I expect them to play great.
Let's talk about Preble. Hornets have been in the playoffs the last number of years. Looks like they've lost some talent from last year's team. Looks like they got an experienced running back and some key players on the O-line and D-line. Anything stand out to you from the Hornets, Phil?
Yeah, I mean, they're struggling a little bit. They're struggling a little bit offensively and defensively. This is a program that's had some success. I watched them last year, even in person last year. Very, very physical program. They were able to throw it and run it last year and be very competitive. This year, they've struggled a little bit on both sides of the ball. They got a great athlete at running back and play some corner as well. They got some big defensive linemen. I know they're going to be ready to play. They're not just going to fold. That's a prideful program there, and they're going to be ready to play. We got to have our A game against them.
Keys to a win tonight against Preble.
It starts in the trenches. I'm going to say it every single week for you. I know what our playmakers can do if we can get them into space. We need to get that offensive line going. We need to establish the holes to get our playmakers onto the secondary level. And then defensively, our front must shut down the run. If we shut down the run, I feel really good about what we can do if we can make a team one-dimensional.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
On a Friday evening, News Talk 1450 KFIZ, as we bring you high school football action here on KFIZ for another Friday. The Fighting Cardinals and Hornets of Green Bay Preble coming up here in just a few moments. Again, you're at 2 of the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show here on KFIZ. Cardinals, Coach Jorgensen mentioned, some shuffling on the line, so that'll be one of the stories to watch. But I think really the story to watch here tonight is, can the Cardinals keep it up for a fourth week in a row? And I think the answer resoundingly will be yes. it's going to be interesting to see if there's any competition this year for this Fond du Lac offense. And, Kyle Wall, Jasper, Braylon Allen, Kyler Killeen, all the key guys are up and healthy. And when they are rolling, as we've seen through the first three games of the year this year. So it's going to be fun to watch. As we said in the pregame show, or we said in our past interviews, past pregame shows, it goes way too fast. You get settled in, you get to enjoy the season, and next thing you know, it's over, and there's no opportunities for state. Obviously, you'll win a championship if you keep winning, but no opportunities at the WIAA level, at least here in the alternate fall season for 2021, which is kind of disappointing, but of course, understandable. Camp Randall not available, but it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out here with four guaranteed games left, but two known opponents tonight in just a few moments against Preble. And then against Bayport coming up next week. Looking at the standings in the Fox Valley Classic Conference, Fonnie, you mentioned 3-0, both in league play and overall. Bayport is right behind them at 2-1. Nina 1-2, Stevens Point 1-2, and Green Bay Preble all at 1-2 this year. Moving to Group B, in fact, before we do that, let's take a look at some of the other games being played tonight. In Group A, Bayport is playing at Nina, and Oshkosh West is taking on Stevens Point. That is in a crossover game between Group C and Group A there. So Oshkosh West and Stevens Point, a non-division game. In Group B, Kimberly, the cream of the crop so far, they're 3-0, but Appleton North breathing down their necks at 2-0. Pulaski, a pretty good team this year, too. They're 2-1. Appleton East, 1-2, and Ashwaubenon is 0-3. In Group B tonight, Appleton East is taking on Kimberly at Kimberly. Appleton North and Pulaski. Lightning can get some separation there, or Pulaski can come back and move into a tie with them. And then Ashwaubenon playing Oshkosh North. That is another divisional crossover game between the divisions here this evening. Group C of the Fox Valley Classics has De Pere at 3-0. Oshkosh West at 2-1. Appleton West at 2-1. Just 1-1 in league play, though. Green Bay Southwest still in a pause this week. Their game was canceled. And then Manitowoc Lincoln sitting at 0-3. Group C games tonight, we mentioned Oshkosh West traveling to Stevens Point, that a crossover game. De Pere taking on Appleton West. Also, Manitowoc Lincoln having to go out of conference to play the Madison Club team. That's right, the Madison Club team. It's players from all the different Madison schools. Of course, they are not taking part in the alternate fall season here in the spring. The Madison schools aren't, at least. So they're forming a club team, or they formed a club team, and they're looking for opponents to play. And they are playing Manitowoc Lincoln at Ron Rubick Field in Manitowoc this evening. So we'll be interested to see who wins that one tonight. But Ships at 0-3 on the year so far, of course, including that loss to Fond du Lac back in week one. In Group D of the Fox Valley Classic Conference, Oshkosh North, 2-0. Oshkosh North topping the league at 2-0. Sheboygan North, 1-1. Sheboygan South, 1-2. Green Bay East, 0-1. Green Bay West, 0-2. And conference matchups in that one tonight. Oshkosh North taking on Ashwaubenon. Green Bay East and Green Bay West playing tonight. And Sheboygan North taking on Sheboygan South. So a couple rivalry games there in Group D for the Group D standings. Oshkosh North atop that with a 2-0 mark. But we are bringing you high school football here tonight from Group A as Fond du Lac takes on Green Bay Preble here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Thanks for joining us here this evening. We're just moments away from kickoff here this evening, so what we will do is we will turn it over to public address announcer Tim Hansen for the start of tonight's game. And Bonnie Marchick Cardinals are in attendance tonight for second game here at Keele, so we'll turn it over to them for our national anthem. The sun shines directly at us in the western sky here from Kiel. You're listening to High School Football on News Talk 1450, KFIZ Fond du Lac, Mountain Dog Media Station.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America is the land of the free because of the brave. We ask at this time that you all please rise, gentlemen, and remove your hats as we show our appreciation and respect to those that have served our country or are currently serving with the playing of our national anthem performed tonight by the Fond du Lac High School Marching Cardinals under the direction of Chris Barnes and Jake Opperman.
Always for the Marching Cardinals. Good to see them here at the game here tonight as we bring you high school football here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. It is Fondy and Green Bay Preble this evening. Thanks for joining us here this evening. Cardinals being introduced as a team. Green Bay Preble just introduced as a team as well as Fondy takes the field and gets ready to take on Green Bay Preble. Mid-40s, about 46 degrees. 46 degrees as we get set for kickoff here this evening between Fondy and Green Bay Preble here this evening. From Kiel, the sun's shining directly at us. We are outside again, no room at the inn for the broadcasters here this evening, so we're amongst the Fondy fans, at least a friendly crowd around us here this evening. But we are set for football here as the Cardinals are in their black jerseys, black pants, white numerals, white helmets. And Preble is Preble wearing their white jerseys with green helmets, white pants for Green Bay Preble.
Perfect night for high school football.
Getting set for the kickoff of tonight's action here. And apologize if the first quarter or so is a little bit of a struggle here because the sun is, let's see, we're at the 40-yard line of the north side, just like we were last time here at Kiel against Nina. And the sun is at about the 45 on the south end. And there's a clump of trees just beyond the visitor's side. That the sun, I would prefer if it dipped down rather quickly. Let's just put it that way. Cardinals will receive. They'll move from north to south or right to left as Green Bay Preble will move south to north or left to right here. David MacArthur and Braylon Allen lined up at about their own 12-yard line to receive this kickoff from the Hornets.
For the Hornets, number 11, Bennett Vine.
And kicking off for Green Bay Preble will be Bennett Vine, a senior, 6'1", 170, wears number 11 for the Preble Hornets. The run-up, the kick, it's a dribbler kick, and it's recovered by Preble at the 50-yard line. The onside kick recovered by Bennett Vine, the kicker. So Preble, with a little trickeration, to start the game, and the Cardinals will not start on offense. They will start on defense here against the Hornets. After the onside kick recovered by Preble, you're 1-2 and taking on the number one team in the large division. You got to pull out all the stops, that's for sure. Two receivers left and one to the right. One man in the backfield. Next to the quarterback for Preble. Here's the handoff. And going right up the middle and maybe getting back to the line of scrimmage is the running back, the senior, Connor Shefchik. We mentioned him, 5'10", 160-pound senior. Where's number 20? Kyle Waljasper getting up there to make the stop. Second down at 10, officially no gain, second and 10. Ball spotted at the 49. And a fake handoff here. Quarterback coming out to the near side. Stiff arms the defender, gets around the edge, gets down to the 45, maybe the 44 of Cardinal territory. That's Evan Holm, the senior quarterback. Holm forced out of bounds at about the 45. It's third down and about six to go for Green Bay Preble. Third down and four from the Fond du Lac 45-yard line. Third down and four from the 45. Again, two receivers left and one to the right-hand side. Twin backs to the backfield in between Holm, the quarterback. Holm calls out the signals. Roll out to his left. Pass thrown. It is caught. Enough for a first down. Out of bounds. About the 35 of Fond du Lac. That's Corey Coleman. Corey Coleman, 5'8", 160-pound senior. Corey Coleman forced out of bounds after he gets the first down. And Preble moving the football. Down to the Fond du Lac 35. First down and 10 for the Hornets here. They'll come out with receivers right and one to the left. One man to the backfield. That's Shefchik. And they'll hand it to him, and he tries to get the edge along the left-hand side. He will get nothing. It'll be second down. So the onside kick on the first drive for or the first kick for Preble. As they get the one first down, they face a second down and 11 after a loss of one on the run by Shefchik. Receivers either side. One man in the backfield. They're going to look to pass. Holm dropping back. Holm being chased. Holm throws it and skips on the turf in front of the intended receiver. It'll be third down.
Evan Holmes pass. Intended for number 22, Adrian Heinemeier.
Intended for Adrian Heinemeier. Heinemeier, the junior receiver. Third down and 11 from the Fond du Lac 36. 10:38 left to play in this first quarter of the Quest Interior scoreboard. Preble with the third and long. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Cardinals jump, and there's the flag.
Don't do that!
So that'll be 3-5 yards here. Penalty is indeed on Fondy here, trying to block out the sun. Not sinking fast enough. That's my one complaint through this evening. Offsides in the defense is indeed the flag. 5-yard penalty. Makes it third and six from the 31 of Fond du Lac for Preble. Three receivers right, one to the left for Preble. And one man in the backfield next to the quarterback Holm. Holm rolling out, pressure coming, evades the rush, rolls out to his left. He'll step up, and he gets brought down behind the line of scrimmage. On a loss of one on the play. Holm couldn't find who he was looking for down the field. It'll be fourth down coming up for Preble. Keegan Henschel credited with the stop. It's fourth down and seven coming up for the Fondy 32. Plus territory, probably not going to punt. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, one man in the backfield next to Holm. On a fourth down and seven from the Fondy 32 for Preble. Holm trying to draw him off sides here, at least on the first cadence. Running back shifts to his right. Holm going to roll out. Holm running, looking, throwing, pass, caught out of the backfield. That'll be a first down. Inside the 20, and getting brought down near the 15 is the receiver for Preble, Heinemeier. And so the Hornets move the sticks on first or fourth and seven, excuse me, and it will be a first down and 10 from the 16-yard line for Green Bay Preble. Two receivers to the left and two to the right here for the Hornets. First and 10 from the Fond du Lac 16. Receivers on either side, like we said. Here's a quick pass out into the flat and brought down immediately after the catch. Near the 10, it looks like, on the far side of the field. Eli Dabrowski, the junior, making the catch. Bales makes the tackle. Second and 5, down to the 11, 8:53 and counting, left to play first quarter. Still scoreless. First drive of the game for Preble after their onside kick. Three receivers right, one to the left, and one man in the backfield. They'll hand to that man in the backfield, and he gets brought down after maybe a loss of one. That's Hunter Yang on the carry. Yang gets brought down. Third down coming up.
No gain on the play. Third and 5 from the 11.
Third down at 5 from the Cardinal 11. Third and 5 from the 11, 8:17 and counting left to play here in this first quarter. On the Quest Interior scoreboard on the third and 5, three receivers right and one to the left. Holm taking the snap. Holm being chased. Holm going to skip it on the turf, and that should probably be intentional grounding. Maybe. No flag. He was being chased by Logan Groff for the Cardinals. It'll be a fourth down and 5 from the 11-yard line. And it looks like the Hornets will go for a field goal here. About a 28-yard field goal. And the kicker again is Bennett Vine. 28-yard field goal here for Bennett Vine. Kick is on the way. The kick is up, and the kick's sailing through and good. So Bennett Vine with the 28-yard field goal puts Green Bay Preble up with 7:54 left to play in the first quarter of the Quest Interior scoreboard. It's Preble 3, Fond du Lac nothing right here on KFIV.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
All right, the Hornets take their onside kick and drive down the field. They get a field goal out of it, a 28-yard field goal from Bennett Vine. And Preble takes the early 3-0 lead with 7:54 left to play in the first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. We'll see if the Hornets try it again. I don't think they will. Shown it once. I don't think they'll do it again, but stranger things have happened. I will say that. So 3-0 Preble on the Quest Interior scoreboard. MacArthur and Braylon Allen lined up deep to get this one, and this one will go over toward MacArthur. He fields it at the 15-yard line. MacArthur coming back, getting it back to the middle. Now cutting it back out to the right-hand side. Flag comes out at about the 35, so that one will be pushed back likely here on Fond du Lac.
David MacArthur with the return for the Cardinals. He's brought down by number 24, Hunter Yang.
Hunter Yang with the tackle for Preble. And it will be a first down and 10 for the Cardinals here. MacArthur is knocked out of bounds, short of the 40. And it will be penalty on Fondi here.
Indication is holding against the Cardinals.
Holding the call against the Cardinals. .746 left to play here in this first quarter. Preble 3 and Fond du Lac nothing. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, so that pushes the ball all the way back to the Fondi 25-yard line. First and 10 for their own 25 for the Cardinal Seals, trailing 3-0 on that West Interior scoreboard. Receiver on either side, Allen next to Wall Jasper, left of formation. Here's the handoff to Allen. Allen bursting through. Allen across the 40. Spins out of the tackle. He's going. And Braylon Allen will not be touched. Braylon Allen, first play of the game. There is your answer. Touchdown. Fondulac. The big play strikes again. Last week it was two plays. This week it is one play. 75 yards. Braylon Allen, touchdown Cardinals. With 7:32 left, it's 6-3 Fond du Lac.
Justin Chevrel on to attempt the extra point for the Cardinals.
As Justin Chevrel comes on to try the extra point, kick is on the way, and the kick is up, and it is good. So just like that, Fondy is up. 7-3, 7:32 left to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Back with high school football after this.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Back here from Keele High School is the Cardinals' answer in one play. 75-yard touchdown run for Braylon Allen as Fond du Lac takes a 7-3 lead with 7:32 left to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard here in the first quarter. Like Twitter is down, if I'm not mistaken. So if you're trying to follow my tweets in the game here, I cannot tweet for you. Kickoff is away, and Rebel will get the football. They trail now 7-3, 7.5 left to play in this first quarter of the Quest Interior scoreboard. So the Cardinals will be back on defense here. Preble driving down after the onside kick on the opening kickoff. And Preble will start first and 10 from their own 32 here. And comes in motion across the formation. Now two receivers left and two to the right. Holm will take the snap. He'll roll out to his left. Pressure coming, and he throws it right on the turf again. Being chased on the play. It's the second time he's done that. Just tossed it at the ground. Second down and 10 from the 32. Logan Graff again with the pressure there for Fond du Lac. Great time for Twitter to go down. Trying to keep folks updated on what's happening in the game, and I can't do that. Isn't that great? Second and 10 for Preble, their own 32. Trailing 7-3. Holm taking the snap. Holm will hand off, going straight ahead. Is running back. As he gets brought down. And it looks like no gain on the play. Third down coming up. Third and 10 from the 32-yard line. Third and 10 from the 32 here for Preble, their own 32, as Holm takes the snap. Pressure coming. Wall Jasper nearly got him there, and then he gets brought down again. Nice play there. Coming in and making the stop is Henschel. Sacked by Henschel. And that brings up fourth down, fourth and long, so no points on this drive for Preble. And the Hornets will have to punt. MacArthur and Braylon Allen will be back to receive this punt. On a fourth and 10, kick is away and gets right to Braylon Allen, fields it about the 35. Allen cutting along the near sideline, gets across midfield, and he's spilled across the 50 and down close to the 45, and that's where Fondi will start first down and 10 as Tenner makes the stop for Preble. 6:08 left to play first quarter. Fondi leads 7-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard.
20-yard return for Allen on the play.
First and 10 from the 48 for Fondi. The Preble 48, pardon me. 6:08 to play. They lead 7-3. Paul Jasper will fake the handoff to Allen. He's looking downfield. Got a man, and it's picked off. Intercepted by Preble. He was going for MacArthur. And a nice defensive play there made by... That's Shefchik there, number 20, plays both ways, running back and defensive back. And after the interception, Preble will have the football. So punts, punt return, and then an interception, as it will be first and 10 again for Preble. They trail 7-3 with 6:08 left to play, or 6 minutes exactly, I should say, left in the first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. First and 10 from their own 9. 91 yards to go here for Preble. And the Hornets will come out. Receiver on either side. Loaded backfield here for the Hornets. Holm, Hanning, and trying to go left-hand side as the running back for the Hornets here.
Pierce Willems, the ball carrier.
As Willems is the ball carrier. Pierce Willems.
Number 55, Samuel Wood.
Wood makes the stop, second down, and 11 is the official spot from the 8. Second down and 11 from the 8-yard line. 5.5 to play. And Fondi leading Green Bay Preble 7-3. One receiver on either side. Now man comes out of the backfield. To the right side of the formation. Pressure coming. Holm all the way back at his one. Now he's in his end zone. Pressure coming. Braylon Allen levels him, and it's an incomplete pass. Allen just bearing down on him like a bullet shot out of a gun. And Holm got it away just in time. It'll be third down. Third down coming up from the 9-yard line. Third and 10 from the 9. 5:09 to play in this first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboarding, and Cardinals leading 7-3 here from Keel High School. Third down and long here for Preble. Two receivers either side, one man in the backfield. And Holm calling out the signals, taking the snap. Pressure coming from Graff. Holm rolling out. Holm and pass partially deflected. I think Waljasper got his mitts on it there. And that will be fourth down, and the Cardinals are not harmed by the Waljasper interception. It'll be fourth and 10 for Preble with 5:02 to play here in this first quarter. Again, Fondi leading 7-3. Braylon Allen with a 75-yard touchdown run. On the first play from scrimmage for Fondi is David MacArthur. Lines up in plus territory at the Preble 45 to receive this punt from Holm. Kick is away. It'll go to MacArthur. It bounces to him, and he fumbles it, but he falls on it at the 50. It took kind of a weird bounce off the turf there, and it will be down to there at the 50. First and 10 for the Cardinals. They lead 7-3 with half a field to go. Leading Green Bay Preble here, 4:53 left to play in this first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. It's a game brought to you by AirTech Heating. AirTech and Bryant doing whatever it takes at 924-6742. Also, a big thank you to Eden Meat Market and Catering for bringing you high school sports here in KFIZ. First and 10, official spot is the 49 at Fond du Lac. Cardinals just a hair in their side of the territory here. As Waljasper going to take it himself. He'll get brought down in the backfield for a loss. Could not break out of the tackle of the Preble defender, and that's a loss back to the 43. Nice play there by Preble as Ivan Sendenquist, the junior linebacker, comes up and makes the stop. Lost at 5, second at 15, back to the 42. One receiver on either side, and one man in the backfield for the Cardinals here. And off, bursting straight ahead is Miller. Miller's got lots of room up to the 40 and gets all that yardage back and gets the first down. Drew Miller, the ball carrier for Fond du Lac. As Miller, the senior, is brought down by another Drew Tenner. First down at 10 to the Preble 40. Gained 18 on the second at 15. 4 minutes to play first quarter. Fondy with a first and 10 at the Preble 40. Miller right behind Wall Jasper. He'll get it again. And Miller this time gets eaten up. Probably gets brought down for a loss. Looks like he lost one back to the 41. And Schill makes the stop for Preble. Second down and 11 for Preble.
Loss of one on the play back to the 41-yard line. Second and 11.
Second down and 11 back to the 41 of Green Bay Preble. 3.5 to play here in the first quarter. Fondy leads 7-3 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. Two receivers to the left, one man in the backfield, Allen. And comes the motion across the formation. They'll hand to Allen. Goes left side. Allen cuts it back to the middle. Allen runs into a defender and gets stormed back as he gets down to the 30 of Preble. Nice run by Braylon. That one did not go for a touchdown. But still a nice run. Schill makes the stop. It will be third down and short coming up for the Cardinals here. Third down on the way here. Third down and about one, actually less than one here for Fondy from the Preble 30. Receiver left, Allen the tailback. And they fake the handoff to him. Wall Jasper cuts it back. Wall Jasper finds a hole in the middle. Wall Jasper barreling down inside the 5, and he is touched down first and goal for the Cardinals coming up. Drew Tenner and Shevchik making the stop there for the Cardinals. He got 26. He needed one. First and 10 coming up here for the Cardinals. Make that first and goal here. As the Cardinals knocking on the door again, looking to make it a 14-3 game. Here's the handoff. Allen goes straight ahead. Allen is in. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Touchdown.
Second touchdown of the game for Braylon Allen, and it's 13-3. Fondy with 2:02 to play in the first quarter. A little bit more methodical drive there for the Cardinals. Instead of one play, 75 yards, but that's okay. Got to do it however you got to do it. And Chevron will be on to try the extra point. Justin Chevron with the extra point. Here it is. Kick is on the way, and the kick is up and good. 2:02 to play left in the first quarter. Fondy leads Green Bay Preble 14-3. Back with more high school football after this.
At Airtech Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Back to Keel, where Fond du Lac now has a 14-3 lead on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening from Keel High School as the Cardinals take on Green Bay Preble here, this Fox Valley Classic game this evening. Braylon Allen with a 4-yard touchdown run. 2:02 left, and the Cardinals will do a short kick again here to one of the up men, and it's fair caught at about the 40, or make that the 30, where the Preble Hornets will start. First and 10, trailing now 14-3. They had the onside kick in the first play of the or first kickoff of the game. Took it down, got a 28-yard field goal. The Cardinals answered on their first play from scrimmage. And they now lead 14-3.
Throwing
away a cancer fundraiser. 2-1 left here in this first quarter. Newstalk 1450, KFIZ. Streaming at KFIZ.com. Preble with a first and 10 from their own 29. Receivers to the right, one to the left, and one man in the backfield. Take the handoff here. Holm trying to get the left edge, and he gets stormed back by a flock of Cardinals. Second down coming up for Preble. Walt Jasper credited with the stop. It's second down for Preble. Second down about 10. 98 seconds left in the first quarter as Vondi leads 14-3. And 10 from the 29. Two receivers right and one to the left. One man to the backfield to the left of Holm, the quarterback. Holm takes a snap. And here, coming right-hand side, trying to get the edge and getting stormed back for a loss out of bounds is Shepchik. Nice play by the Cardinal defense just to chase him and make him keep going backwards. Going from west to east instead of south to north. He'll get out of bounds. Third down and long coming up. Lost five on the play. Third and 15 back to the 24, their own 24 for Preble. Minute 8 left to play here in this first quarter. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Four wide set. One man in the backfield next to Holm, the quarterback. Everybody out of their stance, looks over at the sideline. Now they'll look back here. Third and 15 from their own 24. Holm drops back, being chased by Allen, throws, pass out of the hands of the intended receiver on the play. It was Heidemeyer, it looked like, over there. Almost had it. Intended for Coleman, I think it was, actually. Won't matter because it's 4th and 15 for Green Bay Preble, and they'll have to punt with 63 seconds left to play here in quarter number one. David MacArthur and Josh Reitz back to receive this punt, lined up at their own 47, 48 or so. And they'll move to the right side hash here. Holm is their punter. Evan Holm, the quarterback, also the punter for Preble. Fourth and 15, the down and distance here. Holm gets the kick away. Terrible punt, and it bounces at the 22-yard line. And it looked like it might have hit somebody. I think it hit the back of his own guy. So they'll call it a butt punt. Where's Mark Sanchez when you need him? So the Cardinals will get it first and 10 at the 23. So they gain a yard of field position on the butt punt. First and 10 from the 23. And the Cardinals, they aren't smelling the blood in the water now. They certainly are. Yet they certainly are now. 54 seconds left. A first and 10 from the 23. Two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Allen right next to Wall Jasper in the formation. They'll hand it to him. Allen spins out of a tackle in the middle, spins out of another. Braylon Allen down the near sideline, into the end zone, touchdown. He was going to get eaten up if he kept going to the middle. He reversed his course, went down the near sideline, and he is in 23 yards later. And the future Badger is in the end zone for the third time this evening. And it's 20-3, Vondi. My goodness.
Justin Chevrolet
will be on to try the extra point. As Braylon Allen scores from 23 yards out. A Chevrolet's kick is on the way, and the kick is up and good with 43.7 left to play in this first quarter. Fond du Lac, after giving up the three in the opening drive for Preble, they now lead 21-3 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. More after this on KFIV.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Wisconsin. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Back here to Keel with 43 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Braylon Allen, his third touchdown of the evening so far. Makes it 21-3 after the punt hit the back of a Preble player. Cardinals get the free play, and Braylon Allen one play later, his second one-play touchdown of the evening. First play of the game for the Cardinals was 75-yard run. He scores at a 23-yard run there, and Fondy with three straight scores to make it 21-3. Kick is away and bringing it across the 25-yard line for Preble. Is the return man, Hunter Yang. It'll be a first and 10 for the Hornets. Now trailing 21-3 on the Quest Exterior scoreboard with 37 seconds left to play. In this first quarter, first and 10 from the 25 for Preble. Shell shock for Preble for sure. Drive down, get the field goal, and then, wait, what happened? 75-yard touchdown run happened as the Cardinals have scored 21 unanswered. Preble with the first possession off the onside kick and the opening kickoff. And well, the Cardinals have done Cardinal things so far. The rest of the first quarter here. First and 10 from the 25, their own 25 for the Hornets. Two receivers right. And one to the left. Now a man comes across the formation. That's Corey Coleman. Holm taking the snap. Holm got a pump fake. He'll roll out. Pressure coming from Wall Jasper. Throws it downfield, and it's intercepted. Did he get that one? Nope. We're going to say incomplete. Pass nearly picked by Caleb Nails. Would have been his second pick in as many weeks for Caleb, but he's ruled out of bounds. Could not get his feet in bounds. Tried to pull a Chuck Woodson over there, but couldn't do it. Maybe a Devontae Adams or Jordy Nelson toe tap over there, but couldn't pull it down for Caleb Nails. 29.3 left is the second and 10 for the 25. Holm taking the snap, pass is caught, and leveled immediately. Wow! That was Nails again over there on the right-hand side. Corey Coleman making the catch. Caleb Nails laying the wood. No gain on the play. It's third and 10 on the 25, and that should be the end of the first quarter. So the Cardinals score 21 unanswered after the early field goal by Preble. They lead the Hornets 21-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here from Keel High School. High school football continues after this on KFIV.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops Tops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Second quarter about to begin here from Keel as the Fond du Lac Cardinals lead Green Bay Preble by a score of 21-3 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Quest Interiors locations in Fond du Lac and in Oshkosh. Beautiful night here at Keel, mid 40s. About 7 or 8 degrees warmer than when we were here a couple weeks back for the Nina game. Argent Cardinals playing in the corner of the north end zone as we switch sides of the field. Preble with a third and 10 from their own 25 here as we get started in the second quarter. Hornets coming out with two receivers right and one to the left. Pressure coming and brought down is Holmes. Getting there is Mr. Allen. Sack on the play for Braylon, and it's a fourth and long, and Preble will have to punt once again. Allen just coming out of there, left-hand side right there, and just brought him down to the backfield. Fourth down and long coming up here. Fourth down and long. It'll be a fourth and 21 here for Preble. And Holmes will have to punt here. Reitz and MacArthur back. Ball going in the direction of Reitz. He'll chase it down to the 45, and it will roll out of bounds at the Cardinals' 43. First and 10 for the Cardinals. They lead 21-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here from Keele High School. Beautiful stadium here at Keele. Nice turf field. These would look nice in Fond du Lac. We'll leave it at that. 21-3 our score, I should say, as the Cardinals come out first and 10. And the ball spotted at their own 42. First and 10 for the 42. It's underway, 11:16 left to play here in this first half. Shift in formation here. Allen going out to the left-hand side. Two receivers right, empty backfield, as Wall Jasper takes it himself. Wall Jasper fighting forward. Maybe got one or two on the play. If that, it'll be second down. So give him 1 second and 9. And they give him actually up to about the 44. Maybe the 43.5. So second down. More Fondy here. 45 left in the second quarter. Two receivers down to the right. Allen coming out of the backfield. Pass, he'll be caught. And a little touchdown drill here. Nice play. That is Tyler Killeen making the grab, getting the first down. Kind of half crawled down the turf. Didn't really crawl, obviously. Could be down where he was. But nice play by Killeen on the pass play from Wall Jasper. And that's the Cardinals' first and 10 at the Preble 40. First and 10 from the 40 here. Receivers on either side. And an empty backfield here for Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper taking the snap. Wall Jasper with pressure coming will roll out to his right. Pump fakes, tiptoes, near sideline, dives forward across the 35. And out to about the 33 of Preble. Gain of 7 should be a second and 3 coming up. Second down coming up here for the Cardinals. Second and 3 from the Preble 33. Three receivers lined up to the left-hand side, one to the right. One man to the backfield, that's Allen. Wall Jasper going to go to the left edge. Wall Jasper at the 30, first down and more. Wall Jasper still going inside the 20 and inside the 15, down near the 10 for Kyle Wall Jasper. That's another Fondy first down as the Cardinals move the sticks into the red zone for Green Bay Preble. Got 21 of the play, all the way down to the 12. First and 10 from the 12 for the Cardinals. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. One man to the backfield. They'll hand it to Allen. Allen going straight ahead. Allen gets down to about the 5. And it will be second down. Hunter Yang makes the stop. Second and 4, down to the 6, second and 4. Two receivers right, one to the left. And Allen next to Wall Jasper to his right in the backfield. Wall Jasper going to take it himself. Wall Jasper walks in, untouched, touchdown. Cardinals touchdown, Ty Wall Jasper. 6-yard touchdown run for Kyle Wall Jasper. And Bondi makes it 27 unanswered. It's 27-3. Justin Chevrolet will be on to try the extra point.
Justin Chevrolet on to kick the extra point for the Cardinals.
off the hold of Paul Jasper here. Chevrolet's kick is on the way, and the kick is up and good. 8:44 left to play in the first half. Fond du Lac 28, Green Bay Preble 3. High school football back after this on KFI.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
8:44 to play here in the second quarter. Fond du Lac with 28 unanswered points. They lead the Hornets of Green Bay Preble 28-3. The Quest Interior scoreboard here from Keele High School, which will bring you spring high school football here this April evening. Run up and the boot is away. The Cardinals get the 6-yard touchdown run from Wall Jasper. And a return up the near sideline is Shefchik. And he gets brought down at the 30. Maybe the 31. That's where the Hornets will start. First down and 10. They trail 28-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard.
Number 12. We'll have to get you a name for that player.
First and 10 from the 31. First and 10 from the 31 with 8:39 to play before halftime. Here from Keele.
First and 10, Preble from their own 31-yard line.
Moon showing its face very slightly just above us here at Keele. And a first and 10 here for the Hornets, who had that early 3-0 lead, but we said Cardinals did Cardinal things, and now lead 28-3. Man comes out of the backfield. It's Yang over to the right-hand side. Holm rolling out. Pressure coming. Evades the rush initially. Now steps up. He'll get forward across the 30 where he's spilled there. I think Braylon Allen got him from behind there. It'll be a gain of a couple on the play after looking like it will be a big loss. Got about two on the play, so a second and 8 coming up here for Preble. Back up to their own 33. Second and 8 here for the Hornets. 8:10 to play before halftime. They trail 28-3. One receiver either side. And here's the handoff. Going to the left-hand side of the line. Getting up to about the 35 is the running back for Preble.
Hunter Yang,
the carry there. Gain of about 2. It'll be third and 6. Third and 6 from their own 35 here for Preble. Two receivers either side of the line here for Preble. One man in the backfield as Holm calls out the signals. Now Holm looking back to the sideline over to the right-hand side. We'll shift Yang to the left of Holm in the formation. Holm calls out the signals here. Holm makes the handoff to Yang. He'll drop back. Holm, the pressure coming, rolls out and does it again. Skips it on the turf right at the feet of his intended receiver. It's like he was going for Yang there. And the incompletion brings up a 4th and 6, and the Hornets will have to punt here once again. 7:08 to play before halftime. Fondy will get the ball back, leading 28-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Holm will stay on the field and punt as Reitz and MacArthur lined up at about their own 30 here. Kick is away. This one does not hit his teammate in the backside. As it's picked up by Reitz, he gets up to about the 40, maybe the 41. And that's where the Cardinals will start. First down in 10, 7 minutes to play before halftime. As Fondy leads 28-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. In this second quarter of action from Keele High School. Halftime. We'll have Taco Bell halftime show for you. Sports update from Bill Scott. Try to check out the scoreboard here at the break. Also get the CBS Sports brief for you at halftime. It's coming up here in about 7 minutes of game action. First and 10 from their own 40 for the Cardinals. Braylon Allen coming across the formation here. They'll fake it to him. And actually it's a pitch to Allen. Allen gets tripped up across midfield. Could have had a big run there. Probably would have been gone, but Allen with a quick pop pass from Wall Jasper. And he's tripped up by Shefchik as he gets across midfield. It'll be first and 10 from the Prebel 49 after the run by Allen. 6:50 left to play with one receiver either side. Now another shift in formation here as Allen goes out to the left. A bunch of receivers as Allen comes across the formation. Here's the fake to him. Wall Jasper cuts it back left. Wall Jasper ahead, 40. Wall Jasper still going. Wall Jasper, 25. Wall Jasper has room. Far sideline. Touchdown, Kyle Wall Jasper. 49-yard touchdown run for Kyle Wall Jasper, his second of the night. And it is 34-3, Fond du Lac. Straight points for Fondy, and Justin Shepard will be on to try to make it 35 unanswered.
Justin Shepard on to kick the extra point for the Cardinals.
Shepard will be on out of the hold of Wall Jasper here.
That was worth coming on a wheel.
Lines are down. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. Kick from Shepard up and good. And the Cardinals with 6:26 left to play before halftime. Fond du Lac 35, Green Bay Preble 3. High school football continues after this.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
6:26 to play in the first half. Fond du Lac leads Green Bay Preble by a score of 35-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. A 49-yard touchdown run from Kyle Wall Jasper puts the Cardinals up 35-3. 35 unanswered for the Cardinals after Preble scored on their opening drive of the game. Two men back around their 10-yard line. Here's the kickoff away, and it will be fielded at about the 15. Coming near side is Shefchik. Shefchik finds some room and gets up across the 30 and is slammed down across the 35 at about the 36. Or make that Hunter Yang. Sorry, saw the 2, not the 4. First and 10. First and 10 at the 36 for the Hornets here, who get something going on offense here with 6:03 left to play in the first half as they trail 35-3 in the Quest Interior scoreboard. Left to play, like we said here in this first half, and the Hornets will come out here with three receivers lined up to the right, one to the left. Four wide set with one man in the backfield next to Holm. Holm taking the snap. Holm with pressure coming. Holm bringing through the line here. And he'll tiptoe out of bounds, being chased on the play.
Holm with the keeper for Gremble. He's forced out of bounds by number 44.
That was Keegan Henschel, the tackle there. Pressure was coming on the right-hand side. Ends up losing one back to the 35, so second and 11. 7 to play before halftime. Two receivers right, two to the left. One man in the backfield. Next to Holm. Holm taking the step. Holm steps up in the pocket. Holm cuts it back to the middle. And he will get back to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe a gain of one of the play. It'll be third down coming up for Preble.
Henschel
making the stop again.
On the play, out to the 37-yard line.
think it is second and eight, or a third and eight coming up, excuse me, for Preble.
Looks like we got 50-50 raffle tickets being sold.
Ball spotted at the 37, their own 37 for the Hornets.
Make sure you support the Throwing Away Cancer fundraiser.
Three receivers right and one to the left. Home looking back at the sideline. One man to his left in the formation. Now Holm will turn and call a timeout with 5:10 to play as Preble takes their first timeout of the evening. 5:10 to play in this first half, Bondi 35 and Preble 3. High school football continues after this on News Talk 1450, KFIV.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers. So that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111. 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, fresh in every bite.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
5:10 to play before halftime on the Quest Interiors scoreboard as the Fondy Cardinals lead Green Bay Preble 35-3 here at Eel High School. Preble with a third down and 9 at their own 37 after the Hornets call the timeout. Their first of the game. They got two remaining here in this first half. The receiver either side to split Yang out of the backfield over to the right-hand side as Holm calls out the signals. He'll roll out. He'll drop back, and he is brought down, skips it ahead, trying to avoid the sack again. And they'll call an incomplete pass. It'll be fourth down coming up for the Hornets once again.
Pressure on the play by number 5, Tyler
Vandeslund. Tyler Vandeslund in there, getting pressure. Whole host of Cardinals broke through that line. And so the Cardinals will line up to receive a punt here from Holm again. Fourth and 9 from the 37 here for the Hornets. As the Cardinals will line up Reitz and MacArthur back at their own 30. Kick is away. Nice punt this time, sailing over the head of MacArthur. It skips upon the Kiel turf and rolls down near the 10. So Cardinals will have to go almost 90 yards here. 4:55 left as they lead 35-3 on the Quest Exterior scoreboard. Nice punt for Holm. First and 10 here with 4:55 left to play before halftime. And again, Bondi leading by a score of 35-3. First and 10 from the 11. Cardinals need to go 89 yards for pay dirt here. And Bondi will come out. Three receivers to the left. One to the right hand, sir. Three receivers right, one to the left, pardon me, as well. Jasper looks to throw. Pass down the middle of the field is knocked away. Going for Tyler Killeen, who had the 76-yard touchdown reception last week against Stevens Point. This one is knocked away and falls incomplete. It's second down and 10 from the 11. Yang and Tenner were back there to defend the pass. Second and 10 from their own 11 coming up again here for Fondy. Killeen's been their home run hitter. Let's look at that 76-yard touchdown reception last week on a 3rd and 19. Well, Jasper here going to take it himself. He'll skirt forward, breaks out of a tackle, still going forward. He gets across the 15 and up to about the 17.
Down by a hive of Hornets.
As the Cardinals will have it here now with a third down coming up. 4.5 to play before halftime. Game 5, so 3rd and 5 coming up. With 4:23 left to play here in the second quarter. 3rd and 5 from their own 16. They're run by Wall Jasper. Third and 5 from the 16. Two receivers out to the left. One man in the backfield. Wall Jasper going to dump it off. Braylon Allen. Allen's got some running. Spins out of a tackle. Allen cutting it back to the middle of the field. Allen's got wide open spaces. Allen, 50. Allen, 45. Allen, 30. 20. 10. Touchdown, Braylon Allen. 84 yards, Wall Jasper, to Braylon Allen, and it is 41-3. Electricity. When you look it up in the dictionary, you'll see Braylon Allen's picture. 84 yards. And Justin Chevrolet to try the extra point. .340 left before halftime.
And
Chevrolet will try the extra point here. Out of the hold of Wall Jasper. Kick on the way from Chevrolet. It is up and it is good. 3:40 to play before halftime. Fond du Lac, 42 straight points, 42-3. They lead Green Bay Preble with 3:40 to play before halftime. High school football continues after this on KFIZ.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Back here from Keel, 84-yard catch and run from for Braylon Allen from Kyle Wall Jasper. And the Cardinals have scored 42 unanswered points. They lead Green Bay Preble 42-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard with 3:40 left to play before halftime here from Keel. Kick is away, fielded at the 20, their own 20, as Shefchik tries to cut it back to the middle, and he gets it up to the 30, and across the 30 to about the 31. That's where the Hornets will start, first down and 10, at their own 31, trailing 42-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard, with 3:33 left to play before halftime. 8 o'clock, you're listening to high school football here on KFIZ Fond du Lac, Mountain Dog Media Station, streaming worldwide at KFIZ.com. Twitter is working again, by the way, so if you're looking for my game updates on Twitter, you can find those again. Don't know what happened, but perfect time for Twitter to go down when you're tweeting about high school football, right? Two receivers either side, empty backfield for Holm. Holm pass is caught. Oh, the outstretched hands there of Vandeslunt there. Nice play. That is Bennett Vine on the reception. Vine at the 28-yard field goal from Preble, or for Preble, on their first drive of the game. He gains six, so about a second down at 4, coming up here for Preble. Receivers either side, one man in the backfield. Holm adjusting the formation. Now Yang goes to his right. Holm taking the snap. Holm with pressure coming, dumps it off. Coleman makes the catch. Coleman circles back to the middle, and he actually probably lost one on the play. It'll be third down coming up. Third down coming up. Third and 5 from the 36. Third and 5 from their own 36 for the Hornets here. Two receivers right, two to the left, one man in the backfield. To the left of Holm, the quarterback. Holm calling out the signals. Holm dropping back. Holm looking, throwing near side. Pass is caught and contact made instantly. They'll spot the ball right near the line to gain as Eli Dabrowski makes the catch. And Nails makes the tackle right at the sticks. And they got the line to gain, so that's the first down for Preble. With 2:10 to play, first and 10 up to their own 42 here for the Hornets. Receivers left, two to the right, one man in the backfield is Holm, makes the handoff, Holm with pressure coming, Holm rolling out to the right, Holm going to tuck it and run, Holm gets out of bounds near midfield, a nice run from Holm, is Tyler Vandeslund. Knocks him out of bounds. Second down coming up here for Preble. A minute 54 left. He got about six, so a second and four. Second and four. Ball spotted at their own 48. Hornets coming out with three receivers to the right and one to the left. And one man in the backfield next to Holm to his left. Now Coleman comes across the formation. Holm dropping back. Holm, pressure coming, throwing, and pass is incomplete. Had a man over there on the right-hand side, intended for Vine, Bennett Vine, third and four coming up here for the Hornets. Minute 48 left to play here before halftime. Final leg 42 and Preble 3. Third and four from their own 48. Preble will send two receivers on either side, one man in the backfield. Holm takes the snap, drops back, pressure coming, rolls out to his left, and he'll get brought down for a loss. Nice play there in the backfield. Wall Jasper in there to make the tackle. As Holm is sacked, it will be fourth down coming up for the Hornets. Fourth down, the ball will be back at their own 44 as for the loss of four on the sack. Will be fourth down and about eight coming up here for Green Bay Preble as the Cardinals take a timeout with a minute 37 left to play here before halftime. We will keep it right here and tell you our game tonight brought to you by Coal Oil and Propane, serving Fond du Lac, Lamira, Ripon, Campbellsport, and surrounding communities with top quality fuels, lubricants, propane, and customer first service that's second to none, online at coaloilandpropane.com. Also, big thank you to Baker Cheese, freshness in every bite of Baker Cheese, County Road G in St. Cloud. So a fourth and eight here is Hornets will punt. Snap out to Holm. Holm going to run with it, a fake punt here, and he gets brought down on the play. Cardinals read it all the way. Fake punt attempt by Holm. Tyler Vandeslund there to make the tackle. And instead of pinning the Cardinals deep, they will give the Cardinals less than half a field. Audi fans probably like, okay, sure, we'll take that. In fact, I know they're like, okay, sure, we'll take that. First and 10 at their own 39. The return men for Fond du Lac were at least back at their own 20. On the fake punt attempt, they get the ball back at the 39 with 90 seconds to play before halftime. One receiver on either side. Make the handoff. Pass. Quick pass across the middle. Pass is caught and getting spilled across the 25. Knocked down is Lewis Wagner-Lang on the reception as the Cardinals march deeper into Preble territory inside the 25 to about the 23. Nice pass from Wall Jasper to Wagner Lang down to the 23. Two receivers out to the right here on this first and 10 for the Preble 23. Two receivers right and one to the left. Allen next to Wall Jasper. They'll hand it to him. Allen spins out of the tackle. Allen at the 10. Allen clear path to the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Braylon Allen, 23-yard touchdown run. It is 48-3. This Cardinals team cannot be stopped. 48-3, 48 unanswered. Justin Chevrolon to try the extra point. So make it 49-3, and we'll have another running clock second half coming up here. Fourth one of the season. Kick from Chevrolon is up, and it is up and good. 58 seconds to play before halftime. Fond du Lac 49 and Green Bay Preble 3. High school football continues after this.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Fire up the grill and enjoy Eden's lean sirloin burgers with mushroom and Swiss, or cheddar and bacon, or turn up the heat with Eden's jalapeno and pepper jack burgers. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Back here from Kiel, Fond du Lac 49 and Preble 3 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. 58 seconds left to play before halftime. Nina is leading Bayport 13-7 at halftime. So there you go. For those of you curious, thank you to fellow media members with that score. Here are the Cardinals. Lead 48-3. Kick is, or 49-3, excuse me. Kick is fielded. And a pooch kick, a short kick high in the air, is fielded and brought up to about the 45. Schill returns it to about the 45. And that's where the Hornets will start. First and 10 with 53 seconds left to play here before halftime as the Cardinals lead 49-3 here this evening. Mentioned coming up here in just a bit. We'll check in with Bill Scott, Sports Update, CBS Sports Brief coming up as well. And we'll recap the first half like we usually do here in our halftime programming. Cardinals rolling here again, first and 10 from their own 45. Two receivers on either side. Holm looking, airing it out, far sideline. Pass is caught and a flag on the play. Receiver had a wide open look at that pass. That was Brennan Fine. He was slammed down by Drew Miller, and flags came out right after the hit by Miller. Got 24 on the play, and a nice pass play from Holm to Vine. See what the flag is here. First and 10, it will be in Cardinal territory. 47 seconds left here. They're discussing whatever it may be here. Still discussing. Still discussing. Long discussions. Shows the talk radio show how the talking they're doing. Still talking. Personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct on Fond du Lac. So, must have happened after the hit. So, 15-yard penalty will move it all the way down to the 16 of Fond du Lac, first and 10 here for Preble. Not sure what happened there. A hard hit after the catch by Bennett Vine. 45 seconds and counting left to play here before halftime. Two receivers out to the left and two to the right. One man in the backfield here for Preble. First and 10 for the Cardinals, 16 after the penalty. Holm taking the snap. Holm rolling out to his right. Holm will look. He'll throw. And pass incomplete. It'll be second down coming up. Set it again for Bennett Vine. Second and 10 coming up. Second and 10 with 24 seconds left to play before halftime. Ten from the Foggy 16. And a nice pass play to Vine on the far sideline. The 15-yard penalty is how we got to this point. Cardinals love to turn him away, maybe force a field goal. It looks to be out of a northeast here. 24 seconds left. Here's the 2nd and 10 play from the 16. Holm taking the snap. Holm going to run with it. Holm gets brought down to the backfield. Nice play made by Vandeslund. Brought down by Vandeslund. And it looked like he was just kind of centering the ball there as Preble takes a timeout here with 16.4 left. Kind of looked like with the play there, he was just kind of centering the football. Possibly another Bennett Vine field goal. Vine had a 28-yarder in the first drive of the game all the way back when. That was 49 points ago. And that might be what they're attempting to do here, at least get some points out of this.
Greatly appreciate all the support they get for.
It's a 3rd down and 15 from the 21 here. So they'll probably get at least one play here, and then they might trot Vine out for a field goal attempt. It'll be longer than the first one, that's for sure, if they do go that route. Receivers on either side for the Hornets on a 3rd and 15 from the Cardinals 21. Holm takes the snap. Pressure coming around the edge is Vandeslund. Pass is incomplete as Holm got hit as he threw. So a 4th down coming up here for the Hornets. 4th down coming up here, 4th and 15 from the 21-yard line. Seconds left in this first half. And they will bring out Bennett Vine for a field goal here. So 38-yarder. 38-yard field goal from Vine. At least attempt here with 11 seconds left to play before halftime. And a whistle here, and another timeout taken by the Hornets. Their final timeout of the half. Here in just moments, the Taco Bell halftime show, brought to you by none other than Taco Bell, of course. Locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make that a memorable after the game and live Moss with Taco Bell. And 11 seconds left, 11.6 if we're being exact. Cardinals leading 49-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening from Keel High School. So a 38-yard field goal here for Vine. 4th and 15 from the 21-yard line. He has a 28-yarder so far this evening. And he is looking for the 38-yarder to add to his repertoire here. Kick is on the way. Kick is up. And it is short. No good. The 38-yarder from Bennett Vine is no good. So the pass play and the penalty does not hurt the Cardinals. And Fond du Lac will get the first, get the football, that is, 1st and 10 from the 20. They lead 49-3 with 5.9 seconds left to play before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals will come back out. And they'll probably just knee this one out here. So you really want to go for the scoring streak here. I don't know the right words to say. That's like radio appropriate. They will run a play here. And Wal Jasper squirting ahead. Wal Jasper's got lots of room down the far sideline. One man to beat. Wal Jasper still going. Wal Jasper on the final play of the first half. 80 yards. Kyle Wal Jasper. Touchdown, Cardinals. They continue to pour it on. Make it 55 straight points for Fond du Lac. One play, 80 yards in the final play of the first half. And Fadi leads 55-3 with an extra point coming. From Justin Chevrolet. Clock reads zero. This will be the last play of the first half. Kick is up. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good from Justin Chevrolet. And that will be the end of the first half. Well, Preble scored on their first drive of the game thanks to the onside kick on the opening kickoff. But since then, 56 straight points for the Cardinals, and they lead at halftime 56-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here on News Talk 1450. AFIZ. Coming up next for you this evening is the Taco Bell Halftime Show. Of course, brought to you by Taco Bell. Stop by one of the two locations in Fond du Lac on East and West Johnson Street. And make the night memorable with Taco Bell and Liv Moss. Coming up, Bill Scott is a check of sports. We'll also have our halftime recap for you. And we'll hear from the CBS Sports Brief. Coming up, too, we'll also check out the out-of-town scoreboard. See what we can find for you this evening as Fadi is at halftime here this evening. They lead Green Bay Preble 56-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. High school football continues after this on News Talk 1450 AFIZ.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
There are no words to describe it. The isolation. The boredom. The loneliness. If you're wondering where your teenage son or daughter's spirit went, you're hardly alone. The past year has been devastating, especially for them. But here's the good news. They might just find it again, playing high school sports. Workouts that stimulate, teammates and coaches that care. The sense of belonging so many of us have been missing lately. That's what school sports are all about. The sense of achievement is real, and the camaraderie is hard to beat. Coping with uncertainty is difficult, but school sports can help the teenagers in your family start feeling like themselves again. Encourage them to give it a try. High school sports, it's so much more than a game.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
After an off day yesterday, the Brewers back at it tonight at AmFam Field, starting with a first of three against the Pirates. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Brewers send Adrian Houser to the mound against Pittsburgh. After a slow start, shortstop Luis Urias is coming around. He's had a home run and a run scoring double in the last two games, plus six walks to give him a league high 12 for the season.
That's really impressive from a young hitter. It's a great foundation for a young hitter, I think. It's a great sign, I think. And like I said, I just think foundationally, a young hitter, 23 years old, showing that kind of ball strike decision making bodes really well. It's one of those things that perks you up a little bit and then makes you take notes. And those things are, it's an important part of being a good hitter.
Manager Craig Counsell, Bucks wrapped up a road trip with a 120-109 win in Atlanta last night. They'll host the next four starting Saturday against Memphis. Badger women's volleyball team headed for the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. They'll take on BYU Saturday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And find out what you're looking for today.
At Irtec Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our Nate certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
There's nothing worse than overhype, so we won't go overboard telling you how Taco Bell's quesalupa is back with its cheese stuffed shell. We'll skip the quesalupa air shows and making a statue in honor of how there's cheese in every bite.
Marvelous.
And we won't send one to the moon.
Quesalupa has landed.
Instead, we'll pass on all the fanfare and just tell you Taco Bell's quesalupa has returned, and we think you'll like it. At participating locations for a limited time.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Well, the number one team in the state of the Wisc Sports coaches poll, definitely showing why they earned that ranking here this week. As the Fondy Cardinals, they lead Green Bay Preble here at the half, 56-3. Yes, 56-3 on the Quest Exterior scoreboard. A running clock game for the Cardinals. Four games, four running clock contests for Fond du Lac. The second half will go by rather quickly, but the Cardinals lead 56-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening as the Foundy Marching Cardinals walk their way off the field and get set for the rest of the game here this evening. But the Cardinals rolling here on the football field this evening as Fond du Lac leads 56-3 here at halftime for Keele High School. Like we said and talked about briefly, the Cardinals get behind early. In fact, Preble would execute a successful onside kick in the first kickoff of the game. Bennett Vine and the Cardinals, or Bennett Vine of the Hornets, excuse me, would complete that drive with a 28-yard field goal, and the Hornets led 3-0 with 7:54 left to play in the first quarter. The Cardinals would not wait long to retake the lead over the Hornets after the kickoff or the onside kick and then the field goal from Preble. Braylon Allen would take the ball in 75 yards for a touchdown on the first play from scrimmage for the Cardinals. Fond du Lac led 7-3, then with 7:32 left to play in the first quarter. Cardinals would get another touchdown run from Braylon Allen, a four-yard touchdown run. 14-3 was the score with 2:02 left to play in the first quarter. Then after a bad punt, a punt that hit off the back of one of the up men, the blockers for Preble, that led to another touchdown run from Braylon Allen, this one from 23 yards south, and Fond du Lac led 21-3 with 43 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Cardinals would add a six-yard touchdown run, this time Kyle Waljasper with a six-yard run with 8:44 left to play in the second quarter. Fond du Lac made it 28-3 on that touchdown run by Kyle Waljasper. Waljasper again, this time a short time later at the 6:26 mark of the second quarter. Kyle Waljasper ran it in from 49 yards out to make it 35-3. Cardinals with, again, 6:26 left to play before halftime. It was an 84-yard catch and run from Braylon Air from Kyle Waljasper for Braylon Allen with 3:40 left to play before the half. That 84-yard pass would lead to the score being 42-3 with 3:40 left to play before the before halftime. Braylon Allen would add another touchdown run with 58 seconds left in the second quarter. 23-yard run for Braylon Allen made it 49-3. And then on the final play of the second half, or the first half, that is, final play of the first half, Kyle Waljasper, after the missed field goal from Vine for Green Bay Preble, Kyle Waljasper would take the ball 80 yards for a score down the far sideline, and that created our halftime score, Fond du Lac 56 and Green Bay Preble 3. On the Quest Interior scoreboard. So quite the performance for both Kyle Waljasper and Braylon Allen this evening. as the Cardinals are rolling. 56 unanswered points as they beat, or they lead, excuse me, Green Bay Preble 56-3 here at halftime from Keel High School. What a performance here this evening. Cardinals really, again, despite giving up the early points, Cardinals scoring 56 unanswered, really setting the tone. And like we said, almost probably you think Green Bay probably a little shell shocked after that. First play touchdown for Braylon Allen. Had to have seen it on film, obviously, how quickly the Cardinals could score, or Cardinals could score on film. But the Cardinals scoring on the first play of the game and never looking back as Fond du Lac leads 56-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. It is senior day here for Fond du Lac as they are announced. Let's listen into a little bit of that with public address announcer Tim Hansen.
Number 4, Michael Shovish, parents Mark and Jackie. Number 5, Tyler Van de Slunt, parents Pat and Julie. Number 7, Zach Seifert, parents Eric and Angie. Number 10, Louis Wagner Lang, parents Andrew and Karen. Number 11, Bobby Herbeck, parents Johnny and Heather. Number 13, David MacArthur, parents Kurt and Meredith. Number 17, Kyle Walljasper, parents Chris and Lisa. Number 18, Tyler Colleen, parents Mike and Kathy. Number 21, and on crutches, Reno Navy, parents Armin and Annette. Number 24, Jimmy Hendricks, parents Jason and Cindy, and Jennifer Stephens. Number 51, Logan Groff, parents Bob and Elaine Groff. Number 41, Michael Dowell, parents Jim and Jennifer. Number 52, Malik Rupert, his mom is Amy. Number 55, Samuel Wood, parents John and Jenna. Number 61, Levi Lidke, parents Jake and Lisa. Number 65, Carter King, parents Jason and Joyelle. Number 71, Braden Bolt, parents Randy and Aaron. Number 76, Christian Granado. Eric Rodolfo. Number 96, Jimmy Smith and his aunt, Tamika Rogers. And number 99, Tony Miller, parents Paul and Connie. That is your Condi football seniors for spring 2021.
All right, there you go. Senior night for Fondy, and going to be a happy senior night for the Cardinals as they are rolling 56-3 here at halftime on this Friday evening in April here from Keel High School. We will take a quick timeout. We'll hear from CBS Sports. There's sports brief coming up. We'll check out the local scoreboard as well. And more high school football coming up here. You're tuned to the Taco Bell Halftime Show. Fond du Lac leading Green Bay Preble 56-3. After this, we'll have halftime programming continuing here on Newstalk 1450, KFIZ and KFIZ.com.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
CBS Sports Brief. Texas is a star of the WNBA draft on ESPN.
The Dallas Wings select Charlie Collier from the University of Texas.
Collier is a 6'5" forward and center who helped lead Texas to the Elite Eight of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. Dallas also scooped up 19-year-old Awak Koyer, the first player selected from Finland. In Indiana, a girls' high school basketball game turned violent when a brawl broke out on the court. It all started when the referee threw punches at a spectator after a technical foul was called on Baylor basketball. It sparked a Baylor player to go after the ref, followed by more spectators. A high school in Atlanta is renaming itself after a late Braves great. Forest Hill Academy, named after ex-Confederate leader Nathan Bedford Forrest, will now be called Hank Aaron New Beginnings Academy. The district agreed to waive a policy that requires a five-year grace period after a person's death. Aaron died in January at 86. CBS Sports Brief, I'm Lisa Mateo.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 30.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Wisconsin, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
There's nothing worse than overhype, so we won't go overboard telling you how Taco Bell's quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. We'll skip the quesalupa air shows and making a statue in honor of how there's cheese in every bite.
Marvelous.
And we won't send one to the moon.
The quesalupa has landed.
Instead, we'll pass on all the fanfare and just tell you, Taco Bell's quesalupa has returned, and we think you'll like it.
At participating locations for a limited time.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
All right, getting set for the second half of action here as we bring you high school football on a chilly Friday evening in April. 39 degrees as we play here, and you're listening to the Taco Bell Halftime Show on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Fondy Cardinals leading Green Bay Preble 56-3 as we close down our halftime show here this evening. Trying to get some updated scores for you here this evening. Let's see here. Get up to date here at the half. Nina leading Bayport 13-7. That is a game of interest here. Cardinals will meet Bayport next week. Bayport looking to avoid two straight losses going into that big matchup with Fond du Lac. So Nina leads that one. We'll, of course, have all the scores for you here coming up later on tonight on KFIZ.com. And, of course, you can tune in to Jerry St. John and the Saturday edition of the early show coming up for you tomorrow right here on News Talk 1450. Brewers in action this evening. They are trailing the Pittsburgh Pirates in the top of the fifth. 1-0. Pirates getting a home run from Colin Moran in the second inning. And the Brewers currently with just one hit on the offensive side of the ball. So, night to forget so far for the crew, but they are leading 1-0, or trailing 1-0, excuse me, on the scoreboard this evening as they get set for a weekend series with the Pirates. Brewers and Pirates will have Saturdays and Sundays games for you on the airwaves here on News Talk 1450. And Brewers and Padres coming up next week. Some exciting action for you there. Of course, our next high school broadcast following our broadcast tonight will be up in Howard Suamico School District up in Bayport. Make the trip up I-41 up there to get to Bayport High School. Join us for that broadcast, but still a full second half coming up here as Fondy leads 56-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Going to be a quick second half, the fourth straight running clock second half for the Cardinals here in this spring season. Cardinals have been dominant in this season, asserting their dominance again here this evening as the Cardinals lead 56-3 as we start the second half. Coleman and Shefchik back to return or receive this kick for Justin Chevrolet as the Cardinals again have scored 56 unanswered. They lead 56-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals will move from north to south. Preble from south to north as we start this third quarter here from Preble High School, or from Keele High School, that is. Kick is away. Running toward the near sideline is Coleman to receive it. He goes out of bounds. That's where the Hornets will start, first down and 10. 11:53 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Fondy 56 and Preble 3. First and 10 from their own 17 for Preble here. As we start this third quarter, temperature dropped to 39 with the stiff wind at my back here out of the east. It says 3 miles per hour, but it's a little bit higher winds up here on the top row of the bleachers. First and 10 from the 17 for Preble. Two receivers left, one to the right here. Holm looking, throwing, coming out of the backfield, making the reception, skirting down the new far sideline. Looks to be Shefchik out there. Tyler Shefchik. He stepped out after a gain of about 3 or so. It'll be 2nd and 7 coming up. 2nd and 7 up to the 20. 10:40 to play, 3rd quarter. Fondy 56 and Green Bay Preble 3. Two receivers right, one to the left. One man, make that two men in the backfield. As Holm rolls out to his right. Holm looking, throwing, passing, complete. Intended for Corey Coleman on the play. 3rd down and 7 coming up. Interesting kind of connection. Well, not really a connection, but Corey Coleman, you remember if you're a football fan, wide receiver drafted out of Baylor by the Cleveland Browns back in like 2016, maybe 2017. Kind of interesting that there's a Corey Coleman playing for Green Bay Preble. Baylor's colors green and yellow, Preble's colors greenish and yellow. Thought that was kind of a random statistic. This point of the game might be worth sharing. Pass over the middle, and they're going to say that is a catch and a first down for Preble. Nice reception by Heinemeier. Nice job holding on to it, too, as he is blasted by Armand Wepner. First and 10 for Preble up to the 29, their own 29. Receivers either side as Holm looks back over to the sideline. They'll adjust the formation, adjust the call accordingly. Just a 10 from the 29 here for Preble, their own 29. Holm looking, throwing, pass caught far sideline, shoved out of bounds near the 35. Holmes pass to number 83 is by Dabrowski. Dabrowski making the catch. It'll be a second down coming up. Second down in about 6 after a gain of 4. 4-yard pass. 2nd and 6. Two receivers right. Two to the left. Holm, bad snap. Lost the football. Picking it up is Shefchik. He's just running around back there, and he'll get blasted for a big loss. It could have just fell on it. But Shefchik said, I'm going to pick it up and run. And then that was probably the worst possible decision for him there. So 2nd and 6 becomes a 3rd down and Chilton. All the way back to the 16 after the loss in the play. Lost 17 on the play. Like we said, 3rd down at Chilton. 3rd and 20. Three receivers right and one to the left. His Holm is going to pass play, obviously, here. Pass over the head of the intended receiver. Looking for Heinemeier. And it will be 4th down and 20 coming up. 7:30 left to play in the game. Fondy 56 and Preble 3. Another punt coming here for the Hornets of Green Bay Preble. Fourth and 23, the official spot here. Radner back for Fond du Lac at the 50. Holm will kick it away, kicks it on a straight line right to Bradner. Bradner gets it at the 50 and gets it down to about the 40, and that's where the Cardinals will start. First down and 10, leading 56-3 with 6:52 and counting left to play in the third quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Tyler Bradner, not on my roster, number 12, but that's who that is. So that's where Fondi will start. First down and 10 at the Preble 39. First and 10 here. And the Cardinals coming out with receiver on either side. New quarterback in for Fond du Lac. Handoff straight ahead. And getting down to about the 35-yard line. Eigenbrot with the carry. Braden Eigenbrot is Steven Schreider, quarterback for Fondi here. Second and six from the 35 after the gain of four by Eigenbrot.
Another local football score to pass on. Lamira leads St. Mary's Springs 14-12 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, Lamira leading St. Mary's Springs at home this evening, just announced here. And trying to run with the football here is Ethan Wagner-Lang for Fondi.
Ethan Wagner-Lang, the ball carrier, he's brought down.
Brought down for a loss. Jagger Vine credited with the stop. Lost two, third and eight with 5:20 left to play. That score holds. You got a Lamira Springs score. You got to try to find out the last time Springs lost two conference games. Playing that one, obviously, but it will be an interesting look up if it holds. On a third and eight, Schreider looking to throw. Schreider pass is caught along the far sideline. Nice ball from Steven Schreider.
Steven Schreider's pass.
And that'll be a first down.
Number 8,
pass is out to Ethan Wagner Lang. As Tenner makes the stop, enough to move the sticks for the Cardinals. 4:40 and counting left to play third quarter. Fondi 56, Preble 3. On the Quest Interior scoreboard, here from Keel this evening. First and 10 to the Preble 23. Two receivers out to the left. And one man in the backfield here. Here's the handoff. Straight ahead, getting stormed back is Braden Eigenbrot.
Brought down by number 10, Mitchell Schill, and number 53.
Like no gain on the play, second down coming up.
No gain on the play.
Second and 10 for the Preble 23. Second and 10 from the 23. 3:54 and counting left to play. Receiver on either side. Schreider handing here. Straight ahead, getting a couple. Third down coming up. Third down at 8. That's the gain of 2. Down to the Preble 21-yard line. Another mystery man on the roster.
Brought down after a gain of 1.
82, the carrier there. Not on my roster. He has got 1. Third and 9. One receiver on either side. Preble 22. Schreider handing, going straight ahead is Eigenbrot. And Eigenbrot gets down to about the 20. Jagger Vine making the stop for Preble. And a fourth down coming up here for the Cardinals with under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Fourth down and about 3 from the Preble 16. Chevrolet is not on the field. So it's offensive try here. On a fourth and 3 from the Preble 16. Two receivers outright. Schreider looking, throwing, pass is incomplete, and the Cardinals will turn it over on downs.
Writer's bat
intended for Brody Schneider. It'll be a first and 10 for Preble. First and 10 for Preble, under 2 to play. Ball spotted at their own 17, under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Cardinals still leading 56-3 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Second half goes fast. That's a common theme here this season, the spring season for the Cardinals. Two receivers out to the right and one to the left. Still home there at quarterback. Pass down the near sideline for Vine. It's caught. Nice catch by Vine. Over the near sideline. Looks like that was Hendricks on the defense there. Bennett Vine, the man responsible for the only points on the board for Green Bay Preble.
Jimmy Hendricks
with the coverage for the Cardinals. 65 seconds left to play. In this third quarter, first and 10, up to their own 42 for Preble. Holm going to look to throw. Holm pass is caught near midfield and trying to break a tackle, falling forward across midfield, getting knocked out of bounds is Dabrowski. With 39 seconds left in this third quarter, the Cardinals will, on defense here, face a second and two from midfield. Preble still fighting out there. Two receivers on either side, one man in the backfield. Holm dropping back. Holm with pressure coming. Holm being chased. Holm going to throw and looking for Vine. Incomplete. It'll be a fourth and short coming up. And that should be the final play of the third quarter, and it will be. No scoring here in the third quarter. The score remains after three. Fond du Lac in firm control. 56-3, they lead Green Bay Preble. High school football continues after this on KFIV.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Back here from Keele High School. Fourth quarter about to get underway. Fond du Lac leading Green Bay Preble 56-3 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. That was our halftime score. No scoring in that third quarter. Fast-moving third quarter, obviously, with the running clock. No scoring in there. Preble on the move now, facing a third down and two. Third and two from midfield here for the Hornets. And they trail 56-3. Their starting offense still on the field here for Preble. Giving them some reps against the Cardinals. Largely second-team defense here. Holm stepping up. Holm going to run, but then he'll get the first down into Cardinal territory, and he will get brought down across the 40 and down about the 38. There is a hanky on the field, a penalty on the field, and it'll probably be holding on the Hornets. The indication is correct. And let's see here. The student section chanting, I believe that we will win. I believe that they are correct. 53-point lead here in the fourth quarter. And hold on Preble. Moves it back. To their own 47.
7 yard line.
Okay, third down coming up here, third and five after the penalty, 10-yard penalty from the spot. Third and five here, two receivers either side for the Hornets. Shift chick over to the left-hand side of Holm. Holm takes the snap. Holm, pressure coming, and Holm tries to squirt it away. He gets brought down. Nice play by the Cardinal defender. Nice play. That is Malik Rupert in there to bring up fourth down. Tall but incomplete pass. Holm is the expert at getting the pass away and just basically skipping it at his receiver's feet. He's done that probably, well, I don't know, checks watch infinity times here this evening. Has not yet been called for intentional grounding. If you have that in your bingo card, you are wondering what is going on. Three receivers to the right, one to the left on a fourth and five. Holm rolling out, looking, throwing pass is going to be caught but short of the six. He needed to get to the 48 of Fond du Lac, and he was brought down at midfield. So Heinemeier short of the sticks. And it will be a first down after the turnover on downs here for Fond du Lac. So Heinemeier caught it ahead of the sticks, tried to break free, but he was brought down almost instantly. And Fondi will start first down and 10 at the Preble 47-yard line.
7-yard line, I guess the pass was incomplete.
Oh, they're going to say it's incomplete. Okay, never mind. So here we go, first and 10 from the 47, 9 minutes left here in the game. And here's Eigenbro. Eigenbro with a head of steam going ahead and still surging forward across the 40. And that should be a Cardinal first down across the 40 and down to about the 37-yard line. Tompkins credited with the stop for Preble. 8:40 and counting left to play.
8 of 10 on the play to the
37-yard
line. That's another Cardinal.
There's your first down chant. 56-3 Cardinals, 8.5 to play. First and 10 from the Preble 37. Eigenbrode again, straight ahead. Eigenbrode got lots of room. Eigenbrode cutting it out to the far sideline. One man to beat. He's in. Touchdown. Brandon Eigenbrode. And the Cardinals have surpassed 60 points on the Quest Interior scoreboard. The Cardinals cannot be stopped, folks. 62-3 with 8:20 left to play in the game. Yard touchdown run for Braden Eigenbrode. And Justin Chevrolet will be back on to try the extra point. Kick on the way from Chevrolet. It is up and it is good. 8:20 to play for the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondi 63, Green Bay Preble 3. High school football continues after this.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Back here from Kiel, the scoring run is now at 63 unanswered for the Cardinals. Brandon Eigenbrot with a 37-yard touchdown run as the Cardinals now lead 63-3 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard here from Kiel. Cardinals will kick off here. Everybody waiting with bated breath for the 50-50 raffle drawing. Kickoff received near the 10, and a reverse on the kickoff as Shefchik tosses to Corey Coleman, and Coleman gets up across the 20, and he's tapped out of bounds across the 25 at about the 28-yard line.
Sorry, Coleman on the kickoff reverse return.
8 minutes and counting left to play in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondi leads by 60, 63-3 over Green Bay Preble.
We'll be Raffle, 50-50 raffle ticket, blue ticket.
Cardinals coming out. Defense.
$331. Thank you for
first and 10 for the 28, from the 28 for Green Bay Preble.
Winning ticket number 395403.
50-50 raffle being announced. $330, not bad.
And $331.
First and 10 from the 28 here for Preble. Three receivers right and one to the left. New quarterback in for the Hornets. And this will be a sack in the backfield. Getting dropped is the quarterback. New quarterback for Preble is Christian Rady, the junior. 6'1", 170-pound junior for the Hornets. And he is sacked on the play for the Cardinals. Is number 67, the mystery man number 3 on our roster this evening. Lost 3, second and 13 with 6:39 to play. Two receivers either side. Rady taking the snap. Rady looking, throwing. Ooh, almost intercepted. Almost threw it right to a pretty much dead throw right to Cardinal defender. Pass falls incomplete, though. Third and 13 coming up.
For number 81, Austin Michaud.
Tended on the play for Austin Michaud, the junior receiver. Third and 13 from the 25, their own 25 for the Hornets here. 6 minutes left. They trail by 60, 63-3. Three receivers left and one to the right. Rady taking the snap. Rady rainbowing far sideline in between two defenders. Pass is picked off. Intercepted by the Cardinals. At the 42 of Preble. And the interception,
Deshaun
Carey making the interception for Fondi. So the second interception of a Preble quarterback this evening.
Fondi Cardinals will take over.
As the Cardinals will take over at their own 41 after Carey's pick. Rady throwing into double coverage. First and 10 from their own 41. Fondi with 5:13 left to play in this one. They lead 63-3 here this evening. Cardinals.
One more time on the 50-50 raffle. $331.
Leading by 60. First and 10 coming up from their own 41. So, the ball will be marched up to the 45 of Preble. Well, there must have been a penalty I did not see there. First and 10 now from the 44 of Preble, and a whistle here, and now a flag. I did not see what the issue was there after the kickoff. However, or pardon me, the punt. However, it will be all for naught. There is a penalty on the Cardinals. 3:40 and counting left to play on this one. False start the call against Connie.
Brings up first and 15.
First and 15 with 3.5 to play. Cardinals 63, Preble 3 here this evening from Keel. And another false start here. Back to back. B team. Come on, guys.
False start.
They get a first and 20.
Ball back to the 46 yard line.
We'll be brought off the field rather quickly here. Twenty now. Ball spotted back at the 46. Their own 46. Under 3 to play. See if we can get a play without a penalty. Snap here, coming near side, bursting through across midfield and getting knocked out at about the 45.
Treasure's pass complete to number 12, Tyler Bradner.
Tyler Bradner, the receiver there, on the pass from Steven Schreider.
22, Adrian Heinemeier.
Heinemeier, the tackler on the play. Ball at the 47 of Preble. 2:20 left to play. Here on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Snap here, Schreider handing it off, going straight ahead, getting across the 45 and out of the 40. Play there for the Cardinals.
Number 82, Rory Schmidt, the ball
Rory
carrier.
Schmidt, the ball carrier. There's number 82.
Brought down by number 90, Trey Lampkin.
Ball spotted at the 40, so it brings up a...
gain of about 7 on the play.
Third down.
Brings up 7. Third and about 6.
Third down at 5 or 6 here for Foddy. Two receivers out to the left. Schreider handing it straight ahead. And bursting through, getting first down and more. Down to 30 is Braden Eigenbroek. Eigenbroek moves the chains, getting down to the Preble 30 or so. Minute 20 left to play.
Get him about 10 on the way to 30-yard line.
Down to the 30.
First and 10 from the
30. One receiver on either side. Louis Wagner-Lang, or Ethan Wagner-Lang, pardon me, Ethan Wagner-Lang, getting across the 25 and down close to the 20. Schill makes the stop.
Gain of 9 to the 21, second and 1.
45 seconds to play. It'll be a second and 1 from the Preble 21 for the Cardinals here as time runs down here in the game. One receiver either side. Here's the handoff. Eigenbroek straight ahead. Eigenbroek powering forward. Gets down to the 10. And that should be the last play of the game here, unless the Cardinals want to go for the 70 burger.
That will be the final play of the game.
And the Cardinals win in dominating fashion. They improved to 4-0 on the year. Another dominant performance. The number one team in the state remains unbeaten. Final score, Fond du Lac 63 and Green Bay Preble 3. High school football. We'll be back to wrap it up here on Newstalk 1450 KFIV.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market. Taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Another dominant performance for the Fond du Lac Cardinals. They improved to 4-0 with a 63-3 win over Green Bay Preble here this evening from Keele. Cardinals trailed 3-0 early. That didn't matter. Braylon Allen scored on the first play from scrimmage for the Cardinals on a 75-yard run. It was all Fondy after that. Cardinals score 63 unanswered as they win going away here this evening by, again, the final score of 63-3 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals with the victory moving to 4-0 on the year. Fond du Lac 4-0. And up next is a date with Bayport next week. That will be on the road at Bayport to fit the Howard Swabico School District. So if you can't make it to the game, we invite you to tune in, watch or listen to the game on us here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. For Preble, they have a home game next week against Stevens Point. Of course, both teams will play in the FBA crossover games, or the Fox River Classic Conference crossover games, coming up on the 30th and May 7th to wind out the season. But the Cardinals now 4-0, Preble dropping to 1-3 with the loss. That'll wrap it up for us here from Keel. Thank you so much for coming along with us this evening. And I appreciate the folks here at Keel, and also folks for Fond du Lac, Dave Mikulkavich, and all the staff and coaches and everybody who helped us get on the airwaves here this evening to bring you tonight's high school football broadcast here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Again, your final score on that Quest Interior scoreboard, Fond du Lac 63 and Green Bay Preble 3. Have yourself a great night, everybody. You've been listening to high school football on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell.